This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, he's been away. He's been away doing his thing, so we haven't had a chance to talk to him lately. So joining us now is my favorite attorney. He is Stephen Stambalia. Good evening, sir.
How's it going, Bill?
It's going. I've been having ongoing health issues, and I found out what that was Friday. No, Saturday. Sunday.
Okay. So a day last week.
It was actually Sunday. I went to the doctor on Sunday. But I've been having this ongoing issue, and I found out that it's been ongoing because I had open-heart surgery, and this is what happens when you have open-heart surgery, which nobody told me in 4 years and 3 months.
You sure they didn't sign it on all those sheets that you signed going into it?
That's a possibility. They give it to you in a nice leather-bound edition with gold and the lettering and everything. It's quite the book. But anyway, so I'm trying to work off of that, and in the meantime, I want to listen to what's going on. Now, you were one of the spearheads on the bump stock ban lawsuits, and you pulled off a couple of coups here and there. You pulled off a couple of good moves, but what happened today?
So this morning we got an opinion, I think it was 11:05, in an order basically saying that the lower court was just fine to state that the final rule was a reasonable interpretation of the statute, and they affirmed the district court, basically saying that the final rule went into effect on March 26th. Now, they did give the plaintiffs in the D.C. cases, now don't forget, there's two D.C. cases, and we were consolidated in the Circuit Court of Appeals. There's the Kodria case, my case, and then there's the Guedes case, which is Adam Kraut and Josh Prince case. And they consolidated us and gave us all the same relief. Basically, we got a stay for our plaintiffs. And in the Guedes case, a stay for the plaintiff's institutional members, like Firearms Policy Coalition, Firearms Policy Foundation. Florida Carry and Firearms
right.
Policy Foundation. That was the wrong one that I just said a minute ago.
Right.
But if you were a member, a bona fide current member, then you could have avoided the stay at least until today. Now they've given us 48 hours to seek a stay from the Supreme Court. And that's what we're working on. We're going to figure out what to do next and, keep fighting. It's not over. The best thing from today, we got a dissent saying that one of the circuit judges would have given us a preliminary injunction and that the ATF rule is wrong, even though she doesn't personally think that bump stocks are worth anything. She thinks that, the ATF can't just come in and make this new rule and, in her words, do a volte face. I guess that means an about face in Latin. I'm not sure.
Right.
And come up with a completely different rule on the same entire law. And she's right. The statute says single function of the trigger, and what they're trying to do and what Judge Henderson aptly said, they're doing pull plus. It's not just single function. it's single pull of the trigger plus some other thing, which right. isn't in the statute. So kudos to that judge. I mean, it just I'm glad one of them got it. I'm sad the other two didn't, but you know, it is what it is.
When something like that happens, when that comes out, how many judges do you actually come up against, or do you actually speak to, that actually know anything about guns physically?
I've had a couple. I've had a couple of federal judges really, really understand it. You know, the funny thing is, maybe it's not funny, these judges really understood the issues that we presented to them. They really got it. The majority in this case applied the Chevron deference, which is basically the agency can do whatever it wants to because it's the agency.
Right.
And Chevron, of course, is just the deference that's due. It's named after a case litigated, I think, in 1984, litigated up to the Supreme Court and given great power by the court to say, well, the agency, as long as it acted reasonable and it was interpreting an ambiguous statute, can basically do whatever they want. And now that's putting, you know, it's painting it with a really broad brush, but it's just easier to paint it that way. And so the court in this case applied Chevron, even though the government specifically disclaimed that it was applicable and said, no, we're not asking for deference. No, we're not asking for Chevron deference specifically. And the court said, well, tough, you can't waive it, and we're going to apply it.
What is the difference between Chevron deference and strict scrutiny?
Well, a lot. So when we're talking about constitutional rights, you know, basically we talk about strict scrutiny in the First Amendment and the Second Amendment sphere. We don't talk about any type of strict or intermediate or any type of scrutiny under something that's not a protected right. And I think that machine guns are protected by the Second Amendment. And no matter what the Supreme Court says or any other court says, I will always think that machine guns are protected because it says the, you know, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. However, this case was not a Second Amendment case because no circuit court, no Supreme Court has ever held that a machine gun is protected. So if the ATF wants to say a bump stock is a machine gun and we proceed under that avenue or we proceed under that umbrella that it's now a machine gun, it can't be a Second Amendment case because it's not, I mean, machine guns aren't protective as far as the courts can see so far. I know. It's really frustrating. In fact, I told Judge Friedrich when I was in D.C., this really should be a Second Amendment case. I said, but for the courts, you know, treating the Second Amendment like a disfavored right and really not giving it the weight that it's due, this should be a Second Amendment case. I mean, we're talking about firearms. You're
right.
Talking about converting a piece of plastic into a machine gun. You said it was a machine gun, so let's treat it like a machine gun. It's protected by the Second Amendment.
So when do judges get to look at a case and say, well, on this one, we're going to apply strict scrutiny. This one, we can just do Chevron deference. This one can have moderate scrutiny. When did judges, I mean, is that by their very nature because they are judges?
No.
Does that robe impart certain special privilege to them to make these calls?
It's not supposed to. I mean, if we're talking about like a contested Second Amendment case, like do you apply strict scrutiny or intermediate scrutiny? Yeah, the judges can say, well, this court applied it in this case, strict scrutiny, and this court applied intermediate in this case. But in an APA challenge, Administrative Procedure Act challenge, which is what we have in the bump stock case, primarily, you know, we have some other ancillary arguments like the takings clause and some other things that we didn't press in the circuit court. But an APA challenge is done basically under, 5 U.S.C. 706, which is basically the Administrative Procedures Act. And so we're stuck under that tier of, and it's not scrutiny, that's not the right word to use, it's deference or procedure. And so the judges just said, well, we've got Chevron, which is a Supreme Court case, and we're bound by it, so we're going to apply it. And we give deference to the agency as long as it's a reasonable interpretation of the statute. And they said it was reasonable. Or at least two out of the three judges did.
Let me get you to hold right there. We'll be right back. This is The Education of Bill Frady on All Things Legal, starring Stephen Stambolea. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Just got my thumb hole at one stock ordered today. Had a little chat with them about what would be the best color, you know, for what I'm trying to do. It matches my shoes and my socks. So that's coming. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to attorney Stephen Stambalia, who has been working the bump stock case in addition. How many things have you got? How many oars you got in the water right now?
A lot. I don't even know, to be honest with you. I have a calendar that I live and die by, and
right.
I had a filing in a FOIA case today on behalf of Len Savage. We're suing the FBI,
right.
Suing the ATF, suing Department of State on behalf of David Kodria. I mean, I've got, it's just the three that I remember off the top of my head. I don't remember the other ones. I have ticklers in my calendar to pop up and remind me to do stuff. And it's just every day's a new day for me.
Yeah, when you get on the Stambalia calendar, you are somebody. So every time he tells me I'm on the calendar, I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good about myself. So
if it's not on there, I forget.
Yeah. Anyway. In addition to the bump stock thing, and you've got the thing. Now, are you involved in what's going on in New York?
I was involved in the taser case in New York that we won on March 22nd. We overturned their ban. That's the only case I've got in New York so far.
The Young case? So
the Young case is out of Hawaii. Yes, I'm involved in that one.
You're involved in some stuff with Mandalay Bay.
I've got that case going on against the FBI and the ATF, and that's pending in D.C. right now. Yep.
Which, the Mandalay Bay case, would that have a lot of bearing? Because you're wanting documentation as to why they didn't test the guns out of that, right? And why they moved. I mean, that would lend credence. Like, if he was out there and he had, you know, if we actually had this landmark event, this landmark murderous event where it turned out that the bump stock was such a murderous device, they should be quiet, and they're going to ban it. Wouldn't they be willing to show the evidence of that?
Well, here's the problem is the ATF doesn't have the evidence. I've been assured that like four times by, you know, DOJ, ATF. I don't think the FBI has told me that, but they're about to tell me that. And so it's like the ATF doesn't have that information, so they can't tell me that, you know, if the bump stocks are used, or if the rifles had, you know, machine gun parts like Olufsen's rifle did in the Olufsen case. I mean, it's just an absolute mess. And that was my big thing in the district court is I'm not contesting that he used them. I'm saying if he did, just put the proof up. You pass this law, you want to turn 500,000, you know, Americans into felons overnight. Put the proof up. You know, this is court. We rely on facts and proof and evidence and all this other stuff, which I'm beginning to wonder, was this all nonsense what they taught us in law school? You know, it's like you can just say it and it becomes law because we said so. Anyways, I digress. But yeah, so I asked for all this stuff and the ATF came back and said, well, you know, the FBI wouldn't let us look at the rifle. What? Okay, Well, now, certainly, it's been over a year. Certainly, you've gotten something from them. And they said, no, the FBI still has them. And maybe that's changed since 2 or 3 weeks ago, but I doubt it.
Well, let me ask you a question. Isn't it a regular standard operating procedure for something like this where the ATF is the investigating? Is the FBI even capable of investigating this the way the ATF would?
I think the FBI would say yes to that question. But the ATF is supposed to be the branch of our government with the firearms expertise. Well, it's why they have firearms in their name, I think.
Right.
I could be wrong. That's just an educated guess. So, yeah, I would think that the ATF would do it. And they have, you know, something called a report of technical examination, which I asked for because you would expect that they would have, as the leading experts in firearms and investigations and things, you would think that they would have this document. And so far, as best I can tell, they don't.
But, I mean, they're the ones. Didn't they like, set the regulation? Didn't they investigate the thing and apply the regulations and the law to the bump stock to begin with to make it legal, a legal thing to start a business on and start a production line with and all this other stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. And that's frustrating because the district court, I think she included an order because I know I made a big deal about this. And she's like, well, what does it matter? I'm like, well, I think it matters because this rule, the impetus was the event. I mean, that's the reason that everyone got so up in arms, so to speak, and said, we need to ban these, you know, these murderous devices, these big, huge pieces of plastic that turn, you know, a regular AR-15 into a bullet spitting water hose.
Right.
You know, and then they don't really care. And it kind of baffles me a little bit. It's like, well, what if we were all fed a line of bull and now we've got this rule, 500,000, you know, law-abiding citizens or heretofore law-abiding citizens are now felons. And all of this was, you know, just for show. I don't know. It sounds like we could get a semi-auto ban this way.
Yeah. But that's the fear, isn't it? That, you know, once they go in this one direction, and I, do you think politicians even? I don't know if you have time to. Let me ask you the question, and then I want to hear what you have to say because you're the one that gets to argue and litigate the fallout from it. Do you think that when these politicians get out there, like right now, the United States Republican-held Senate is considering red flag orders, which I know it has got to be a heady thing to consider that we could prevent crime, except the law enforcement can't prevent crime, and they're the ones that would actually go and, you know, they're the instruments of whatever they put in place. Do you think that they actually take into consideration that when they put one of these laws into effect and they're sitting there thinking, this is only for the common good, that there will be somebody else that comes along and interprets that and says, oh, look what they left for me to interpret here. And I'd like to get your full take on that when we get back. We don't have time to hear it because I'm sure it's going to be voluminous and I want to hear it. But, I often wonder about that. I think the rule of laws, the way they actually pass a law, should be higher. There should be a bigger majority before they can do it. And I also think that judges shouldn't have a whole lot of discretion when it comes to just reading the law. I think they should be sort of, and I'd like to get your impression on that too. I think they should just have to take it for what it says and not get out there and try to interpret what they think somebody might have been thinking with the hanging chads and all that other stuff. So we'll be right back. Talking to Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A second woman is accusing former Vice President Joe Biden of inappropriate behavior. Amy Lapos tells a newspaper in Connecticut that in 2009, Biden put his hand around her neck and pulled her close to rub noses with her. Lapos doesn't believe it was sexual, but did suggest it crossed the line with her. This after a Nevada woman came forward last week accusing Biden of grabbing her shoulders and smelling her hair and kissing her head during an event in 2014. As President Trump continues to say there's an immigration crisis on the southern border, acting ICE Director Ron Vitello says the agency cannot keep up with all the people coming across.
They come into CBP custody. They're sometimes transferred to ICE, but if you're a child or you come with your child to the border, you're being released. Since December, ICE has had to release 125,000 family members into the United States. That's just since December of this year.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studios. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Stephen Stambolia, an attorney at law. He is out there fighting for you in ways that most people, well, you know. He gets discouraged. He gets rebuked. He shows up every day. I do.
Never sanctioned.
Never sanctioned. Never sanctioned. never bowed. Never, maybe bloody, but unbowed, let me tell you.
There you go.
So what do you think? Do you think politicians, when they're getting out there, do politicians, especially with guns, are they just knee-jerking?
I think a lot of them are knee-jerking. There's obviously some on the very, well, I wouldn't even say the far left, maybe the media left, the hard left, that are out to get the guns, period. And then Feinstein said it. If she had the votes, she would have said, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. And there's a lot of politicians that are like that. And I bet some on the right as well that just don't want to say it publicly to tarnish their NRA rating. But no doubt when they're writing these laws, and I think the red flag laws are a good indication of that, you know, as Trump said, which is even more discouraging to me, you know, take the guns first, due process later. that's not the way that our system works. We have due process. From the moment the man comes into your life until the moment it ends, you have your due process, and you don't just go and take something without giving someone their due process. These laws are going to be abused. I think we already had a killing of some person that they were coming to, quote, take the guns from.
In Maryland.
Under one of these red flag laws. And, you know, this is what I keep going back to. It's like I go in my mind, like, well, what could this red flag law stop? You know, the Mandalay Bay shooter, the shooter, you know, was, for all intents and purposes, relatively sane up until he wasn't. And, you know, no one said, oh, he was a crazy man, he's going to do this over and over. So it wouldn't have stopped him, at least in my estimation. Then you have the school shooter down in Florida, and I don't ever like to say their names, but
you know, I'm going to ask you about Florida. Go ahead. You go ahead and say that. Go ahead.
Yeah, that had, what, 39 contacts with law enforcement. They could have done something before that. I don't even think they needed a risk protection order at that time. They trespassed the kid from the school, and certainly they could have, you know, done something to him without needing another law. We've got tons and tons of laws on the books to deal with these situations. You make threats, or you're a threat to others, you know, something happens to you. And I don't handle that area of the law, but I mean, if these red flag laws pass, I guess I'm going to have to start handling that aspect of the law. But I just don't think they're going to do anything other than get abused.
Well, I think they're going to get a few people killed. I think if it happens enough in one jurisdiction, we're going to see a Bundy Ranch type scenario. I don't think it's going to stop anything. Because rampage killing is not about the weapon. In China, a guy with a knife can get at the front of the bus and kill 20 people on the bus before, you know, people can get out of the bus. Well, that is just as bad a killing as anybody using a gun to do that kind of those kind of numbers.
Sure. And, you know, in our pleadings in the district court, I said, you know, it's not about the weapon. It's the killer. And, you know, I put back to the Boston Marathon bombers, they used pressure cookers. And then sure, the guy in Nice, France, he used a rented truck, and he ran down, and he actually killed and injured more people than the Mandalay Bay shooter did.
Right.
So,
as long as they think that they can regulate the nature of man, we're always going to lose. As long as they're setting rules for us to defend ourselves, we're always going to lose that fight. Because these guys are making it up as they go. They're using their imagination. This is the hallmark of a good combatant, is how good their imagination can be and how much they can put it in play. Now, you said, and we got about 4 minutes of this. I remember the first time I ever thought about being a Second Amendment guy was during the Long Island subway shooting and the resulting publicity that was coming up. And they would talk about Colin Ferguson, the shooter, but they would show his pistol. Every time they were talking about him, they would show his Ruger P89. And I was thinking that what they were doing was they were not going to show us the shooter himself and lay the blame with the shooter, because the shooter did it. You know, guns are inanimate objects. They come in a box. I've never, except in Maximum Overdrive, which was a very bad adaptation of a Stephen King movie, never seen one of these things shoot themselves. So they're the same thing to me as a shovel or a tire iron. So getting out there and not naming the assailant in these cases, we name the assailant in every other type of physical assault, violent crime there is, but we don't want to name the rampage killers. And to me, and I'm sort of alone on this one, everybody I talk to says the same thing you say. I get it. For a lot of people, this is about feeding a fantasy. But, you know, look what happened with Charles Manson. He didn't even kill anybody, or not the ones he went to jail for. And look how much publicity he got anyway.
Yeah, the reason that I don't name them is simply for what you say. I mean, their motive is they want as much attention as possible. I'm not going to give it to them. We can talk about their actions and, you know, what they did wrong and how additional laws aren't going to stop them from doing what they did. But, you know, I just refuse to give them any publicity.
Unless we look at them as the individual they are and try to get inside their heads and figure out what motivated them to do this, which is a unique thing, because you and I don't have this kind of thing happening. It's not something that happens in mass to people. Unless we understand them as the individual, we're never going to be able to defend against them if we're just out there It's almost, and I don't mean to be insulting here, but I see no virtue in not giving them the blame for their crime.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I absolutely blame I blame them and only them. I don't blame the gun. I don't blame the bump stock. I don't blame politics. I mean, it's them. The guy that shot up the Republican reps. I mean, I thank God I can't remember his name. But, you know, he went after Republicans and sure. No gun control was passed. And then after Mandalay Bay, we had a call to ban the bump stocks. But it wasn't until we had, I think it was, what, the Sutherland Springs guy going to shoot up the school, but that was like the point Church. That gun control became a real possibility, and beyond the possibility became almost a given, and especially with this president it became almost a given. And they had all these TV appearances with him and Feinstein and Schumer about Trump was telling them don't be afraid of the NRA, you put too much whatever in them, and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do it by myself, and I'm going to fight that every way. I'm going to fight it when Trump does it, when the next president
does it. Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
When the next
absolutely.
Director does it. You know, it doesn't matter if he's our guy doing it. It's law.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's we agree on that one. But what I'm saying is we should have been questioning the Democrats after the Alexandria softball field shooting. We sure. should have been questioning them. Hey, how come you guys aren't coming out for gun control on this one? I mean, this is horrible. I know it was one of your guys. I know it was a Bernie guy. I know he showed up with a, SKS, and that's not nearly as sexy as trying to go after an AR-15. And I know that a couple of armed people stopped him. And I know he didn't manage to kill any Republicans. But why aren't you coming out for that one? But anyway. The Republicans don't have the right kind of attitude, I think, sometimes. You hang on for me. When we get back, I want to ask some questions about Mandalay Bay that just came to mind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I make my pops want to talk and all the wisdom he shared.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. And I've got a bunch of stuff coming up in my throat right now, so you just bear with me there, boss. But I want to ask you a question. Mandalay Bay. Why do I feel like they're trying to kick it under a rug and just say, hey, look over there?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I wish I knew. The FBI has so far inserted itself into every FOIA that I know that's been filed for other things. I'll give a for instance. So I have a guy that's FOIA'd the FAA flight paths for what was, you know, just around Mandalay Bay at the time of the shooting and after, and just before, and the FAA punted over to the FBI, who said, we're not giving it to you. I'm like, well, why wouldn't you give them the flight plans? That's all public information.
Right.
And the FBI wants a year to review that data, or a day. I mean, it can't really take them that long to review. Okay, this airline's public, whatever, you know.
Well, are they looking for a rotary wing, or are they looking for fixed wing?
Well, I mean, he just wants it all. I'm not sure exactly what he's looking for, but, you know, he wants it all. But what does the FBI have that they don't want someone knowing that some aircraft was in the air at some time on that day? Who cares? And, you know, it's stupid things like that that make me question, you know, well, maybe there is some conspiracy theory here. Like, what's really going on? Why are you hiding everything? You know, we should have. They were saying that he had laptops, but they didn't have hard drives. I mean, that doesn't pass the smell test to me. And then, you know, the cell phones with no SIM cards. I mean, none of that makes any sense. obviously the guy's actions on that day don't make any sense either, but, you know, he had video camera set up, but there's no video from that. I mean, what, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And, of course the FBI is not doing themselves, a good thing by not giving us what we've asked for and, you know, not doing a report except for that 3-page, well, we don't have a motive for this. Well, I mean, you know, my 7-year-old could have written that. And she could have just guessed at something.
Well, I mean, is this a usual thing where they get out there and say, we don't have a motive, so thanks for coming, and yes, we're going to try to fix this. We're going to ban bump stocks. It'll never happen again. Thanks.
I don't know. I hope not. I don't think it would be a usual thing. I mean, with the, quote, largest mass shooting ever, and they come out with, you know, this in 3 or 4 pages, it doesn't really matter, but it's just such a weak attempt at, you know, really kind of getting into the details of what happened. I mean, Las Vegas Metro did a much better job. At least, you know, they dug deep and they gave a report. I don't know if it was over 100 pages or just under 100 pages, but it was, you know, at least it had some meat on it.
Right.
The FBI, I mean, you know, what a lame attempt a year and some months later to not have anything really to say. I don't know. That's probably the best way I can put it. It's a
right.
joke.
Well, I mean, you know, we were just in Vegas, you and I. Did anybody, when you were, like, when I was going to my room, the only thing they checked on me was my room key at the hotel I stayed at. So I could have taken anything up to the top of that.
Sure.
Up to that building. Now, I didn't have the kind of vantage point that he had at Mandalay Bay, but that's beside the point. They haven't changed what they're doing. And they're not telling us what happened.
Yeah, they've changed a couple things, but it's not anything that you would notice. A lot of times they'll go into your room when you're not there. They have a policy now to check it at least once per 24 hours. Because from what I understand is no one went in this guy's room for days. And surely if, you know, a maid or a bellhop or someone delivering food went into that room and saw, I don't know, 30 guns, you know, all strewn about with you know, mags stacked up in the corner all loaded and a hammer near the window, they probably would have said something. Or at least I hope they would have said something.
Sure, but I mean, you know, they, whatever they're looking for. I mean,
sure.
That the one thing about that particular case that impresses me is that he was not a gun guy. He may have owned a lot of guns, but he had, you don't need that many guns to do what he did or to even attempt to want to do what he did. You need ammo. A lot of ammo, yeah. But you don't need a lot of guns.
And that's another thing that doesn't make sense to me. So he had all these this ammo, and I just got another FOIA from the ATF on Friday that I published today with, you know, I don't know, 30 or so pages of pictures of all the guns that they weren't allowed to inspect, and they went to great lengths to say, we have not inspected this. It appears to, you know, not be a machine gun that just has a bump stock, but we have not inspected this. And he's got, you know, 100-round surefire mags, and all these AR-15 types and bolt-action rifles. And, you know, this one wasn't fired. There's no brass around it. And then, you know, he's got so much ammo, probably more ammo in that room than I have, you know, in my house right now.
Right.
And yet he kills himself, you know, minutes, you know, a good bit before the police come to get him. Like, that doesn't make sense either, because he's already committed mass carnage. So why did he stop?
Well, I know.
It makes sense to me.
Well, you know, I saw this movie one time, which is sort of interesting because it was Minority Report, which I look at red flag orders as minority reports. And in one point, they come into this room where there's all this evidence laying around. And the lead investigator goes, we call this an orgy, which always was sort of, it was meant to distract us from what we're actually looking for. And I heard about how many guns they found, and I heard that you could not find where anybody had actually inspected this except for the FBI. And I was just thinking about that scene where they're saying, this is, look at all these guns that we found. Guns are bad. Bump stocks are bad. Who attaches that many bump stocks to that many guns? Who has that and takes that? I mean, even in Sandy Hook, he left a gun in the trunk because he couldn't carry that many.
Yeah, and even the guy in New Zealand started off with a shotgun and then went to, a revolver and an AR.
Right.
Or an AK. He went to some type of you know, evil-looking rifle. But he started it off with a shotgun. And,
yeah.
You know, what are we going to ban, you know, pump shotguns or semi-auto shotguns? I mean, New Zealand answered yes. And they're banning every semi-auto.
Right.
Except
right.
the 22 if you're in pest management.
Right.
But, you know, that's coming here. People need to understand that we're literally one, you know, Mandalay Bay or Sutherland Springs or whatever other massacre. We're one massacre away from that.
With another. If we existed in another time that we, like we had between 2008 and 2010, yes, sir.
Well, yes, even sir. With Trump, I mean, I don't doubt that he would do something like that. I mean,
I think Trump listens too much to the NRA, and the NRA doesn't think enough about what they say.
Well, they should say nothing.
Yeah,
they should have said nothing after Sandy Hook, and they should say nothing now. If
yes.
it's not pro-gun, just don't say anything.
Yeah,
and I wish I could get that message to them.
Yeah, me too. But you know, we'll see how that plays out. We'll see how that plays out. That could be a whole other. We'll have to do that next time. We have to do just a expose on the NRA, and maybe somebody there would listen and they would understand our concerns with them, because I really want them to be healthy and I want them to be functional. But right now they're not healthy and they're very dysfunctional. So that's beside. And we'll have to cover that another time, though. So going forward, you've still got stuff to work on with the bump stock thing. You still got the Young case, which is waiting on the Supreme Court case out of New York, I know. And so it's the excitement doesn't die down.
No, and Alan Beck and I are planning at least three separate lawsuits in the next month. Yeah. So
I do like knowing you guys. I do like knowing both of you. That's just so much
Absolutely.
Fun just to know you. Anyway, thank you for taking the time to join me tonight, and I do appreciate that for bringing us up to date. And we will we'll circle back to Mr. Stambolia the next time when there's something else to come up, because in his world, there is never a dull moment. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, sir. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, we got three, and I'll tell you what's been going on all along that I only found out about Sunday, yesterday. Stand by. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.